Hey everyone, and welcome to Yo Rick Podcast, where today I'm bringing you some more ghost stories. Well, not me personally. Today I have E-Man24.
Hey, what's up, guys?
One of Cheesy's friends, and you also left me a voice message too on the Anchor app, which is kind of awesome. Thanks for that.
No problem, man. I mean, I love that episode with Cheesy. The story he told were pretty creepy, and the added effects, man, that's creepy.
Yeah, yeah. I've been diving into this. Like, I'm going to make it as creepy as possible so anyone who listens to. So it's been taking me a long time to do.
Yeah, man. It was creepy. So, yeah, man, I have a couple of stories to tell you, man. It's pretty personal stories, and I got like a story maybe if about my sister that she told me to tell. So it's just, you know,
whatever. Awesome, man. cool. So real quick, I just wanted to know, so how'd you meet Cheesy? I'm just kind of curious. Or how'd you know Cheesy?
Okay, so Cheesy is it's my nephew's high school friends. They knew each other since they were small. MK.
Okay,
so
I've seen him in the chat.
Yeah, so MK is my nephew, so that's how I met Cheesy. And then from there, man, just seeing them grow up, you know.
Oh, that's okay. Cool.
So Cheesy's like part of the family.
Awesome. Yeah, Cheesy's so cool. He's, you know, become one of our top, well, he's basically our friend now. I mean, yeah, to be honest.
He's a good guy, man.
He's a good guy. So I was glad to have him on. And then now I'm glad to have you on because you know, told me a little bit about your stories. So let's go ahead and get into that first story because I'm excited to know about this.
All right. So so there's a house in East LA that it's very creepy, man. That house is once you get into the house, you just feel sad and it's just dark. It's something about that house, and it's in City Terrace. Mm-hmm. So my parents first moved into that house. I was living with my brother at the time in the Valley. So this one's in East LA. So they moved into that house. Some situation happened where I had to move back in, but before moving back in, my parents were telling me that they were throwing a party, like a little family party that I couldn't go to because I was working. And after the party ended, like family members stayed, you know, how Hispanic family, they stay after the party just to talk, drink, have some coffee.
Yeah, I know.
You know, so it's like that. It was like that. So they're just talking, and then they just started talking about something like very personal, very sad, where like they're crying. It was just like a sad story that we're talking about. But for some reason, they're inside the house and the house is up a hill. There's a driveway that goes up a hill. So they're on top of the hill and inside the house. And for some reason, they just heard laughter like from outside. And this is around 2 o'clock at night. Everyone outside is in their house. The street is empty. Right. They're telling the sad story where they're crying and you just hear laughter, like if someone's laughing at them or laughing at that story they're trying to tell. So that was already, so coming into the house, I was like, whoa, what's going on here? But you
like,
know.
Was the laughter in the distance or like, was like, it like sounded like right behind them?
It sounded like it was outside the house. Like if someone was by the window and just listening to the story and just laughing.
Oh, that's like, so evil.
Yeah, like just laughing at them. And then I think one of the family members got up and went outside to make sure there was no one outside, and there was nobody there. Yeah, and especially it's up a hill, you can kind of see them go up a hill, so you know when someone's coming to the house. So yeah, so that house already was kind of like sus for me. So so we moved in. It's a duplex, but the house, the portion of the house where I was living in, it was 2 bedrooms. So one, my parents were sleeping in one, and my sister, my younger sister. So I moved in, I was sleeping in the living room. And at the time, my sister is in her rebellion stage. She's like 18, going out at night when my parents giving her a curfew. And it's like little bad vibes. And also
you can't
like
control me.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, this is my life. You know, it's one of those times. And, you know, like we all go through it. So I can't really complain. But at the time, you know, you get mad about it. So, so my sister was going through some weird phase that she painted her room black. She's one of those, she kind of could be gothic at times and isn't gothic at times, but at this time she painted her whole room black, and I felt like that was kind of creepy. Like, what made you do that? So, and then she drew Hello Kitty but never finished just the drawing, no face or nothing. So she never finished it. So I found that creepy as hell. So like I say, she's just turned 18. She's with her boyfriend. She's out all night. And then like my parents were arguing, we're fighting. So this one night, I want to say it's around 2 o'clock and I'm asleep, and like I'm sleeping on a couch and it's facing the door. And then to go up our house, it's wooden steps. So she's going up the steps and you just hear the wooden steps like clacking, clah, clah, clah. And it's kind of like loud and right. Woke me up. And the thing is, so my sister's deaf, so she can't hear the noises that she's making. So we kind of just, every time she makes loud noises, we kind of just let it slide because she doesn't understand that she's making the noises. So right. She's going up the stairs and then she opens up the door. The light of the porch light is like flashing on me. It's like, she's like being very loud for no reason. Yeah. So she's opening the door, she's walking in, I'm looking at her like, what the hell, it's 2 o'clock, why is it so late? She's like slamming the door, she ignores me, she walks to her room down the hall, she goes in her room, she slams the door, then she turns on the TV. The TV's the volume is low, but like if you look under her room, under her door, you see the TV light on. And it's flashing, I was gonna get up, yeah, it's flashing. So I was gonna get up and just like talk crap to her, but then I'm thinking like, you know what, it's 2 o'clock, I don't want to wake my parents up. I'm surprised that they didn't wake up with the noise. So it's like, okay, so I'm about to go back to sleep and I get a text, and at the time in the other side of the house, in the other part of the duplex, my other sister was living there. So she sent me a text saying like, hey, can you tell her to stop making noises, like, dude, like she's being loud. And I texted back like, yeah, she's in her room already, you know, it's fine, you know, it's cool. So I go back to sleep, and I want to say an hour later, I hear the same noises. The steps, boom, boom, the door open, the light shining. And I'm looking at her like, and I confronted her. I'm like, what the hell? Like, you just got home. What made you leave again and you back home? And she's like, stop me. She's like, what are you talking about? I just got home right now. I'm like, no, you got here like an hour ago. Like, you were making noises. I was going to talk crap to you. Like, she goes, no, I literally just got home. And I look like towards her room, the light's off. Like all her stuff that she brought in, she had her in her hand. Like she literally just got home that time. Like I don't know what the hell that was that got home first. You know, like it was creepy. That creeped me out. I had to text my sister like, yo, that first noise wasn't her. She just got home right now. My sister sent me back like, what the hell is going on? Like that house was so creepy. There's one time where I'm sleeping on the couch, the blender will go off for no reason.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that house is creepy, man. That like going into the house is just weird. Like when I would go out with my friends, and then I would get dropped off late, and they would tell me like, hey, who's that at the window? You could just see a creepy figure just at my sister's window looking down, like seeing who's coming up the house. And it's around 2 o'clock and I know my sister's asleep already, so I know that's not my sister. Plus the figure is pretty tall. All you see is darkness. All you see is darkness, like a shadow. And then like my friend's like, yo, that's kind of creepy. And I'm like, yeah, you telling me, I gotta go to that house right now.
You don't think it was maybe just a shadow, or you actually saw it move around?
Like I would you know, I tell people it's just a shadow. But it's a actual human figure that you see. Like, you see someone just looking at you. Like, it's creepy. Oh, wow. It's a dark figure. That house was just, like, it was so bad. The vibes of the house was so bad that, like, my family had to move out. We had to move out. Like, people were getting sick. It was just pretty creepy. That house was creepy.
So just the energy of the entire house just, brought everything.
Yeah, it was just darkness. That house was just filled with darkness. Like, it was weird.
How long did you live in that house?
We lived there for a while. Yeah. I want to say like a little bit over 6 years. Wow. And just like small things was happening. Like the blender would go off. There's times where I'm asleep and I feel like someone slapped me. And I would wake up like, who the hell? And there's no one at the house. So I'm like, whoa, okay. I don't know if that's in my head or what's going on. Like my sister told me that she was arguing with her boyfriend, that he came and gave her a rose. She goes to her room. She puts the rose on top of the TV. She comes back to the restroom. She walks back, the rose is disintegrated. Like the whoa, whole like yeah, like if someone apart? Just fell apart. Like someone, no, it looks like someone ripped it apart.
Oh, okay.
Like just whoa. Ripped it, like just ripped it apart, like really in tiny pieces. And she's like, what the hell just happened? She said a hanger flew at her. I'm not sure if that happened. But after, like she's saying that she was watching TV and the hanger just flew past her head. After that, she actually moved out, though. Like, she moved in with her boyfriend. Like, she said, you know what? F this house.
Yeah.
I'm out. I'm 18. I could do this. And she moved out and never came back.
Do you know whether if it was like a male or a female ghost at all, or
I'm thinking, well, my sister thinks that lived in the other side of the duplex. She thinks it's a male because she thought she saw a guy. Like, she had her son. I want to say he's like, he was like three. She put him to bed. As she walked out, she said she felt that she saw a guy walk beside her. And she turned around and she got scared because it went straight to the room where the baby was at. So she ran to the baby. But she's saying that sometimes she feels like she see a person, a male person. But we never got a good eye of it, never got a good glimpse of that person.
But it was just like a ghost of some kind of entity just following her, perhaps. Like the ghost was jealous. That's what ripped up the rose. You know?
Yeah, I'm thinking the ghost just was mad at the house. I feel like when you already have some type of bad stuff going on where, you know, we're arguing and stuff like that and the house is already bad, I feel like the vibes just makes it even worse. Like it just brings stuff that we don't want, and it's just crazy. Like that house was pretty, like if you see it now, like someone bought that property and they remodeled it, it looks really nice. Like it looks nothing compared to the way we used to live. And it was like the steps were wooden steps, or like look like old steps, and you're afraid that your foot might go through it and stuff like that. Like it was, you know, it's really bad.
It was creaky,
loud. And now you see it now, like if you drive by, you're like, this is the house you're scared of? Like, dude, it looks really nice. Like I think they made it into a whole house instead of the duplex now. It looks really different. But every time I drive by the house, I get like chills, and it's just a lot of reminder of that house. The house is crazy, man. Like there's other stories.
Imagine now, like, because like ghosts usually don't like it when you upset their territory and you upset like remodeling, like that really upsets ghosts. So I wonder whoever lives there now is dealing with some creepy shit.
what's pretty funny is that the house is, I saw it for sale, and then like probably I want to say 5 months later, it's back up for sale. Like it looked like looked like someone bought it and they're like, you know what, let me sell this house. Yeah.
Did you ever think about like looking at the history of the house, like trying to figure out like
there's so much sad stuff that's going through that house that I rather just like forget about it.
That's like probably smart.
I try to block everything out, but every once in a while, like I'm in my bed just thinking like, wow, that house is pretty creepy. Like that house is pretty creepy. And like our family, like we love spooky stuff. Like right now on my Instagram I'm doing 31 Days of Horror, where I'm watching 31 Days of Halloween
horror movies. Cool.
And I'm posting it up on Instagram. And so far I've been doing it since, you know, October 1st. And we love creepy stuff. And I feel like because of that, we get like an extra sense. We could feel energy really, really hard. And like with that house, we felt it right away. Like it just didn't feel right. And unfortunately, we couldn't afford to move out. So we had to stay there for like 6 years, 7 years.
Did you ever have any like visitors come and kind of have the same kind of creepy feeling, or like did they tell you like, you know what, like I gotta leave, I don't like the vibe of the house or anything?
You see, the house had a pretty decent backyard where we could have people there, but inside the house was pretty small, so we really didn't like people showing up to the house because it'll feel cramped up. Like it was only us, and it's already felt cramped up. But every time we threw a party in the backyard, that's where everybody was at. So, like, they never really got into the house like that. So we never really did.
Oh, okay. Yeah. With me, like, I'm more of a being logical about everything.
So right.
I want to, like, I don't know if you heard my last podcast, but like, I go through it. Like, I was working graveyard, you know, and, you know, all these weird things started happening. I'm like, all right, I gotta think logically about that. You know, like, you know, this can't just happen. You know, like, you know, power just can't go out. Something must have caused it, or things like that. Is that how you think, or do you see, right away just say, you know what, like that's a ghost? No.
I think as I grew up, as older I got, it's more of a, you know what, I don't care. Like whatever it is, it is, you know. Okay. Like I try not to investigate it no more. I feel like you investigate stuff, and if it is a ghost, it just becomes way worse, you know. That's I don't want to I hear a noise and I'm like, oh, it fell, whatever. However it felt, it felt. Like, I'm not going to ask why. I'm not going to find out why. It, you know, I could play it in my head that, okay, it must have been on the ledge and it fell. So, but at that time, I try to be logical about it. But like I say, like, we're so, like, into creepy stuff that I think the first thing in your in our heads were like, oh, it's a ghost. Instead of, you know, it, it just throws you off. Like, yeah. Instead of trying to be logical about it, it's just, you know, that's how we were. And, but yeah, man. We, I got other stories, like, when I was younger, too, man. Like,
go for it.
So, my sister was living in another house in East LA, and so they were chilling in the living room. So, there's a couch that leads to the hallway, and in that hallway, you see the kids' room and in the restroom. Mm-hmm. So, it's around 9, 10 o'clock. The kids had school, so my sister was telling them, like, hey, go to bed, you know. It's time because you guys got to go to school the next day. So the kids went to bed, and I want to say an hour later, you could see someone walk out the hallway. So that's how the couch close to, right? So we're just sitting in the couch, chilling, talking, just having fun. And then all of a sudden, you see like someone trying to crawl from the hallway. So we're thinking it's one of my nephews.
Oh, okay.
So they're crawling on the hallway trying to scare us or trying to be like, oh, look, you know, trying to sneak away. And it's already like 10 o'clock and we're like, and we noticed it right away. Like, you could just straight out see it. It's the house is small. So we saw it. We're like, hey, like, is that, what's his name? Like, what is he doing? Like, all right, let's scare him. So we try to creep behind the couch and you see his top of the head and you see him like trying to hide. So we're creeping around him to catch him on the side and we went, hey, and there was no one there. And they were like, wait, what the hell? So we ran to the kids' room. Everybody sound asleep.
Oh, my God.
Sound asleep. And they were just like, okay, we're just going to let that happen. We're not going to talk about it. You know, let's go and just watch TV and just ignore what just happened. Yeah, man. It's creepy, man. Like, growing up.
You were the ones trying to scare the kid. And then you ended up getting scared.
Man, you should have seen how our face just went white, just like, what the hell just happened? Yeah, because it was creepy. Like, you straight out see someone behind the couch and there was no one there. Yeah, it's weird because I just felt like our family, like, we see things and it's sometimes I just trip out. Like my dad told me a story when he was younger, when he was a little kid. He said he was like 12, that he was in Mexico and him and his friends were walking and they saw a girl that he had a crush on that was just like his biggest crush. And it was nighttime and he saw her walking down the a dirt road. And him and his friend like, oh, let's go talk to her. Let's go, let's go. So they start running, like trying to catch up to her. And then she goes like left to a field. I guess in Mexico, there's fields everywhere. Like, you know, you make a left and you make a left and there's a field, you know, like, so I've been there when I was a kid. So I don't remember, but he said that he made a turn and they landed in the field, and as closer he was getting to the girl, it looked like she was floating. Like, she wasn't walking no more, that she was just floating, and it was getting closer and closer. And that kind of, they look, they see her feet not really touching the ground. And she's just like going like that. So they stopped. And they're like, oh, hell no. They just turned around and ran back to right where they were at. When they were running back, they saw the girl coming out of store, like, with her friends and stuff. Like, so
the same girl?
The same girl.
Oh.
So they're like, who are we following right now? Like, we could have sworn that was her. But they just, like, kind of like, all right, I ain't gonna let's just forget about it. And he told that story. He tells that story all the time. Like, it just stayed on him, like, when he was a kid.
Yeah. You know, I've never asked my parents about anything creepy, any of their creepy stories. I might have to do that.
You should. I mean, they come up with some creepy stuff. Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, man.
I just remember growing up, they'd always, like, the one thing that they would always try to scare me about was the chupacabra.
That chupacabra?
Yeah. that's the number one thing. Like, you can't stay out late because a chupacabra will come get you as a little kid.
we had the Llorona one, like, they'll tell
that one
Llorona,
too. Yeah,
you know, they'll take you if you stay outside. And then they're saying that they heard whistles when they're young, like whistling that would just walk the whole town. You just hear whistles at night. And then their parents would tell them, like, yeah, that's her, she's coming by. So ever since then. So yeah, it's pretty creepy.
Yeah. Did you ever see the movie La Llorona?
Yeah, I wasn't a fan. I'm not. I feel like they Americanized it.
Yeah. It had its moments at some parts, but for the most part, like, I don't know, I kind of enjoyed it.
You kind of enjoyed it? I wasn't a fan because I didn't like that they had to bring it into the Conjuring world. Because Annabelle. I didn't like that. No, I didn't like that because I liked the Conjuring world on its own, and now they're bringing in folklore from Mexico, and it's just like they Americanized it too much. You know, I wasn't a big fan. Like, the Llorona was cool. Like, I want someone who understand the lore and it's ingrained in the culture to make the movie.
You know who could direct it? Ooh. Guillermo del Toro.
Guillermo del Toro is a great director. He would
fucking knock that out of the park. So
yeah, no. And I'm surprised like they wouldn't like go to someone like that. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
I forgot who the director was. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't do that. They should have done that. Guillermo del Toro would have been a great director for it. You know? Just ingrained with the culture, knows exactly how creepy it is with the Llorona. But yeah, I wasn't a big fan. But it was cool. Like, but lately, horror movies aren't that great, you know?
Yeah, I think so. Actually, I'm a big fan of the Conjuring movies right now.
The Conjuring was great. Is great. The first one, creepy. The clap hands.
Like, oh, whoa. That scared the crap out of me so much.
Yeah. The Conjuring is a great movie. Conjuring 2, I felt like was a little long and drawn out, but it was really good. It was still
creepy. I thought creepy. The story was good on that one. Like on the first one, like, I mean, I love them both, but like on the first one, like it was more about the creepiness of the possession, you know, of spoiler alert, of the possession of the mom compared to like the second one where it was more like a family horror movie.
right. But, yeah, I get that.
Again, it's not a knock on the movie because I absolutely love those two movies. But I feel like for me, because I scare really easy, I think it's easier for me to watch the second one than the first one. Like, I haven't gone back to that first Conjuring because I'm too scared to watch it. Go ahead.
Yeah, the first one, I find it way better than the second one. The second one, like I said, is drawn out. So there's a lot of moments where nothing's happening. So you're more calm. You're more like, okay, like, you know, you get to watch the movie. The second one's like almost right away. The family moved in and they started hearing noises. The little sister in the bed was getting pulled. Like, it was just on and on and on. So the Conjuring, the first one was more very creepy.
Yeah. It could also be like one of those, like, you know, like it's the first one we saw in the trilogy. So it's like, of course we're going to like the first one, but yeah, the directing of the first one I really liked. Like that first opening sequence where it's just that one shot when they're moving into the house.
Right.
The camera's just going to each person like that. Like, I thought that was so cool. You're watching, you said, 31 days of horror movies.
Yeah.
And it's all on your Instagram. What's your Instagram so people can check it
out? All right. So my Instagram is eman24988. You go on my Instagram, you see every movie I've seen. And then I put clips of the story of the movie on my story. So like if you click on my story, you see scenes of different movies and stuff like that, I'm watching. But I've done it 2 years ago and I thought it was fun. It's just at the time, work schedule was kind of hard. So I was fighting to watch a movie to make sure I post something, but now it's more easier. So I've been posting, you know, every day since October.
What was the last one you saw?
Yesterday I saw, I saw Scream 4 yesterday.
Scream 4. Oh, nice. Yeah. Did you like it?
Scream 4 is better than Scream 2 and 3 for me. I'm a big Scream fan.
Me too. I love them. I love all four of them.
Scream, the first Scream is probably my favorite movie slasher movie of all time. Like, I thought story-wise, I thought everything they did was really good. Scream 2, I felt like they rushed it, but it was still good. Scream 3 was just like, all right, it's kind of becoming like a telenovela.
Where, you know, where you got the mom.
The stepbrother.
The mom was the second one, yeah.
The stepbrother came out of nowhere, and he's an movie executive, you know. Mm-hmm. That was okay. Scream 4 was a little bit different, more newer. I thought it was good, so I kind of rank it at Scream 1, 4, 2, and 3. But yeah, I've seen that one. The day before that, I saw Drag Me to Hell.
Haven't seen that one.
You should watch it. It's pretty creepy. It's a creepy movie. I liked it. Drag Me to Hell. A lot of people don't like it, but I liked it. Drag Me to Hell. Before that, I seen Evil Dead.
Evil Dead, the first one, the actual, the real, the old one, original.
No, the remake.
The remake. Oh, okay, I watched the remake. Yeah, the remake is good.
I really like the remake. Like, you see, the original one was good. You know, you can never knock off the original one. You're always, of course, you know, Bruce Campbell, he was awesome. Yeah. I seen him at a horror convention once. Man, everybody was just following him, and I wanted to get his autograph, but I couldn't. But it was cool. It's cool. The Evil Dead, but Sam Raimi at the time was doing he wrote and directed the movie, and he was into trying to make it scary and funny at the same time.
Yeah.
But that was the time. At that time, that's movies were like that. So this one on the remake, I felt like he was just like, you know what, I'm gonna make it creepy, scary, like not as funny. And there's a little cheesy moments here and there, but I thought it was great. It was bloody as hell.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I didn't expect all that blood.
Yeah, the remake was good, man. It's I like it a lot.
Yeah, that's funny. We mentioned, you mentioned Scream 4 and the remake of Evil Dead, and I saw both of those movies in San Diego with Bryce. Because Bryce, okay. Who I'm sure you've heard of, he's on the other podcast that I do with them, with Bryce and Mike, and he's like the horror guy. He loves horror movies. So I particularly don't like them. But since I've met him, I've kind of grown to love them. Only Scream, or the only horror movie would be Scream, you know, that I really enjoyed.
Right, right.
But the more I watch, the more creepy it gets.
Yeah, right now I'm doing a podcast with my brother, and it's a movie and show podcast where we just talk about different movies. But since it's October, we're doing horror movies and stuff like that. And I think our best genre is horror movies because we love it and we've seen a lot of them. So we talked this last episode, we were talking about Asian cinema and how we feel sometimes Asian cinema it's creepier and scarier than the American movies because they don't go for the instant scare or pop. They draw out the creepy. Like you'll see someone crawling and you're like, oh, what the hell? Yeah. And then that crawling takes about a minute or two, and it's like, why is it still going on? Like, what is going on? So so we're talking about Asian cinema and stuff like that, and that's in our podcast. And in our first three episodes, we talked about Ju-on, which is The Grudge. And there's a Netflix show about it. If you watch, it's called Ju-on Origins. Hmm. It's supposed to be the house before the actual Grudge movies. Okay. And it's okay. We talked about the first four episodes, and we had to all right, let's talk about this stuff.
Is it a brand new show on Netflix or?
I want to say it came out by mid this year. It's on Netflix. Yeah,
I'm sure Bryce has probably watched it already.
Yeah, you should ask him about it. Yeah, there's one, I think episode 4. It's probably the best episode ever. And if you like spoilers, and he'll tell you the spoilers, let him tell you, because that episode.
What's the name of the podcast?
Oh, the podcast. Okay, so it's a running gag that we had that we didn't have a name on the podcast. We're just calling it The Podcast. So on SoundCloud, you can find it at The Podcast, but we finally named it our last episode. It's called Films on Deck.
Oh, I like that.
Films on Deck. If you go to my Instagram, which is eman241988, and you go to the link in my bio, it'll take you straight to the podcast.
Cool. Yeah, I'll put all the links in the show notes for your
Cool. Stuff. That's cool. Yeah, if you guys want to listen to it, it was just two guys talking about films and stuff like that. We talk about shows. Episode 4, 5, and 6 are the best ones. I guarantee those. You'll laugh. You like it. Episode 1, 2, and 3, we're breaking down the Ju-on episodes, the show. Mm-hmm. But those we're breaking down details after details. So those are pretty long and then drawn out. But we got our groove on episode 4, 5, and 6, guys. If believe me, you'll enjoy it. Sweet. We like films.
Yeah, I'm really the big movie guy. I'm not necessarily horror,
movies, right, right.
But Ella Bryce know about that. And maybe we could actually have you on the Some Shit We Like too, and then we can talk about more horror movies there for you. Yeah.
We're only doing horror movies because it's October, but we're everywhere. We love movies. Like one of my favorite movies is Tombstone.
Tombstone. I haven't seen that one.
Wow.
I know. And I'm watching a bunch of 90s movies right now too, and I haven't got around to that. Tombstone's I watched Seven for the first time.
Wow, what's in the box? How'd you like Seven?
I think maybe it got a little bit too much hype for me because like it's been so long since I actually watched it. So like I thought it was good. Maybe I got to watch it a few more times, but I didn't think it was like, oh, amazing or anything. But again, it could be because of, you know, how much the movie was in our culture. So
yeah, you know what it is? It's the hype. Like if you didn't know nothing about the hype, you'll be with the hype. You'll be like, wow, it's a great movie. But because someone built it up so much for you, so your expectation is already high. So, but that film was by David Fincher, and that's probably my favorite David Fincher. Yeah. That's my favorite David Fincher movie. It's funny because I was talking to someone on DMs about David Fincher, and we're saying that which one's better, Seven, Gone Girl, or
Gone Girl
is a great movie.
So good.
Or I have it as my top three David Fincher movies is Seven, Zodiac, and Gone Girl. Have you seen Zodiac?
I know. I'm terrible.
You should watch it. David Fincher has a way with movies. Like him and like Aaron Sorkin have their own way of filming, which is very interesting. Aaron Sorkin loves the writing. Like he writes, and his conversation between two characters are great. David Fincher is more of a story wise, and you understand him.
He knows how to visually tell a story so well. Yeah,
Garrett, that's awesome. You should watch Zodiac, man. Just watch it.
Yeah, I might have to watch that tonight.
It's gonna be creepy at night.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna do it.
It's one of those creepy movies that you just like I think it's more creepy for me because it's based on a true story.
It's
the Zodiac Killer. It's a story about the Zodiac Killer.
Okay.
And it's really about the reporters that's trying to report about the Zodiac Killer, so it's kind of creepy, but you should watch it.
Oh yeah, I am now. So everyone go check out eman24 on Instagram. All the links will be in the description. I'm sorry, did you have any more stories, or do you think that's a good
show?
I thought that was pretty good.
That's on my head brain, but if I have more, I'll let you know, like for a further episodes.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, dude. I appreciate it.
No problem, man. Thank you
for those were
me.
Some creepy stories. I got some creepy more stories coming up for you guys, so awesome. Stay tuned, and I will see you guys next week.